Welcome back to the A&B pregame show as we start the second half here at Hodgetown against the Frisco Rough Riders. I'm hanging out with Demetrio Crisantes, just won the Texas League Player of the Week for his performance last week. And Demetrio, wow, this start to your AA career in this month of June has been so good. What do you think's been working the best for you?
Just staying calm, you know, playing to win. Good atmosphere around in the locker room and with everyone here. So just going out there trying to win some ball games, you know, not think about it too much and just enjoy, have fun.
You missed a lot of time, obviously, last year with the shoulder, this year with the hamstring. How have you been able to so quickly pick it back up? It's as if you hadn't missed any time at all.
Being at the complex, I got to, we have a traject there, so I got to get a lot of ABs or even just like track pitches without even having to like swing or anything in game. So it was kind of like game-like, which I think helped me just come naturally to the game.
And people that have seen you before that are watching you now have said that they think that your defense at second base has really improved as well. What have you been working on that part of your game?
Just moving my feet, making sure I catch the ball first, not try to be too quick. You know, second base, you got more time than you do at third or at short. And just working with Ronald and other coaches here, just, you know, keep moving my feet, stay calm, and catch the ball first, make the out.
Cool to play in the middle infield with a talent like Tureen, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's unbelievable. He's one of the best shorts I've ever seen, if not the best shorts I've ever played with. He's got so much talent there at short.
What do you think makes him so good?
He's just smooth. He said he's been practicing since he was younger, you know, to try to be like a young Javi Baez. And now that he's older, it's like just coming out for him.
When did you first realize that hitting was coming so naturally to you? Because that's what it seems like, that with the bat in your hands, it's just relaxed and calm and smooth and easy. When did that switch first flip for you back in the day?
I feel like when I first entered high school and I started seeing better pitching and just reacting to those pitches, like calm, like you said, like I just try to stay calm. I used to work a lot with my dad a lot in the cages, and it just always came naturally to me.
Being here in this clubhouse, obviously there's a lot of big personalities. You guys have a lot of fun. Where do you think your personality fits into this group as you're almost through your first month of AA?
I think, as with everyone, just being a leader, you know, just trying to be a leader and keep everybody calm in a way, just having fun. You know, it's a kid's game at the end of the day. Like, obviously, we want to win, and just having that energy to come out and win and be positive every day.
Today is basically like opening night number two. The second half starts. Everyone's 0-0 in the standings. What are some things you think this team needs to do in the second half to find themselves on top and get back in the playoffs?
Just play the way we have these past 2 weeks. You know, these past 2 weeks, pitching's been great. Hitting's been great. We've been playing the small ball right. You know, when we need to score runs, we've been situational hitting, situational pitching. If we do what we did these past 2 weeks, I have no doubt that we'll make the playoffs.
You had this scary moment last week getting hit in the face. And obviously the helmet took the brunt of it. But I'm looking at you right now. You would never know you got hit in the face. I'm sure it's easier said than done to just step right back in the box after you take 97 to the left cheek, right?
I mean, yeah, it was kind of in my mind, but it was a lefty up there, and he had kind of some run, so I was like, you know, just go up there, and kind of made me not think about it at all. Like, think about the game, just go up there and, you know, compete and stay in the game, and that's what I did, and I just went out there and played the rest of the game.
You mentioned that you've been working a lot with Ronald on your defensive game. Mm-hmm. What do you think he does for the infielders on a day-to-day basis to help you guys have so much success? Because it's not just you, it's Tureen, it's Luis, it's others. What do you think Ronald does as an infield coach?
No, he definitely watches film. He'll even text us or like tell us pregame like what he wants us to focus on, the little things that he sees in the game that we should have to do a little better. And he's great at it. He just tells us what to do. We come out here, we do our little thing, and we just go get ready for the game.
Last one for you. How have you decompressed, tried to let the stress of the season go when you've been away from the ballpark here in Amarillo?
I'll call my fam. I'll call my dad, my mom, you know, my sisters. Well, I'll be on the phone sometimes. And even just watching shows, hanging out with the guys. We'll get together after some of the games. We'll get together at the apartments, or we'll go eat and just kind of like not talk about baseball in a way. You know, it's like we're here 8 to 10 hours a day, so it's good to just reset. And I feel like that brings us like more relaxed for the next day.
Thanks for the time, my man.
Thank you so much.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.